Children in pots a pretty controversial subject, and it can make a lot of people nervous.
That's Samantha Miller, president of Pure Analytics in Sonoma County, a lab that characterizes medical tinctures prepared from cannabis. She works primarily with parents who are seeking the right dosages and mixtures to treat their children for uncontrollable seizures. One parent she works with is Jason David. He lives in Modesto with his severely epileptic son, Jaden.
It changed my son's life, so we've been on a mission to help out other children because we've seen so many children suffering.
Jaden is now 7 and has Dravet syndrome, a potentially fatal form of epilepsy that affects 500,000 children in the United States. Jaden began taking pharmaceutical medication at 6 months old. By the time he was 5, he had been on about a dozen different medications.
He started off with Topamax, Depakote, Phenobarbital, Keppra, Clonazepam, and it just never stopped. None of them worked.
In 2011, doctors believed Jaden was close to death, with constant uncontrolled seizures, and David was losing his ability to cope. In desperation, after hearing a news report one evening, he decided to try medical cannabis. Children like Jaden take it as an extract dissolved in oil or glycerin.
The first day Jaden had ever went seizure-free in his life was the first day I gave him CBD. You know, I weaned Jaden off from 22 pills a day down to 2. My son couldn't walk before. Now he's able to run, play, swim, be a child again. We're getting his life back somewhat. It might not be perfect. The seizures are down about 80%, but my son's life quality is 1 million times better than it's ever been before.
Now, we should specify that children like Jaden are not getting high. There are two main chemicals in cannabis, tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, which is psychoactive and gives users the feeling of being high, and cannabidiol, or CBD. CBD doesn't make you high, and scientific studies indicate that it acts as a neuroprotectant and anti-inflammatory agent. It may also have anti-cancer properties. Some plant strains are high in THC, some have a mixture of both, and rare strains are high in CBD. But many parents find it difficult to access these strains. Decades of breeding for recreational drug use have caused growers to select for higher and higher THC strains.
When it was first presented to me, people said, oh yeah, just go find cannabidiol-enriched cannabis. It's out there.
Catherine Jacobson is a researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, and mother to a son with severe epilepsy.
So I found myself going to dispensaries and marijuana growers trying to find cannabidiol tinctures. And the amount of THC that's still in what they call cannabidiol-enriched cannabis is too much THC, in my opinion.
Most parents of epileptic children try to avoid THC because some data suggests it can promote convulsions. THC may also hamper brain development. For Jacobson, who was not able to grow her own plants, the risk of exposing her son felt too great. She's frustrated that the medical marijuana industry is unregulated. No agency ensures dispensaries sell what they claim. Also, because the federal government considers marijuana a Schedule I drug, one with no medical value in humans, it's difficult for researchers to study the effects of CBD. On tomorrow's North Bay Report, we'll cover more about the regulatory issues facing both parents and researchers as they try to understand the actions of medical cannabis in young patients. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.